Paul Cotton still driving on Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan, and Paul on with us tonight. Paul, how you doing, man?
Feeling good, man. Just trying to make it like the rest of us. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. Doing good. It's been a while since you've been on the show, a few years. I think actually since right after my gospel came out, which, dude, 4 years later, my gospel is still a definitive work of art. I love the album. I don't listen to it as much as I used to, but I still love to jam it.
Thank you, man. It's been one of those that kept food on the table. So I'm always going to remember the first one.
It's a good one, man. It's a good one.
And thank you.
And then, you know, with Room 41, which has been out a year now, which is crazy, you were somehow able to, I wouldn't even say top it, but to move on from it, because they're both great.
I feel like in music, it's just a continuation from where you left off, and you just keep on building and keep on going on this rocket, you know what I mean? And you just trying things out and enjoying it along the way, you know? So Room 41 was definitely a hellacious, crazy album to be a part of.
Tell us the there was a process. You locked yourself in a room, 41, to write the album?
Yeah, Belmont Hotel in Dallas, Texas, near Oak Cliff. And I stayed there for almost 2 years. Was in and out of the studio the whole time, just working on this record and just going through a breakup and just kind of finding myself. And in the middle of that, I found my lady now up in New York, and she moved to Texas. It's just a lot of change, and it's been for the better. So,
and speaking of your lady, you guys are engaged and you're getting married in March.
March 6th, yeah. We are excited.
Paul Cotton with us. We got a lot to get to, Paul. I do have a game for you to play. Five questions with Paul Cotton coming up. It's Radio Texas Live. I think I've lost my... Paul Cotton with us. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Paul, are you ready for this? It's five questions.
I'm ready.
It's five questions.
I'm in the tiger chair.
I like that chair. All right, Paul, we always begin with world geography. Paul Cotton, which of the following states does the Red River not flow through? A, Texas, B, Oklahoma, C, Colorado, or D, Arkansas? Which state does the Red River not flow through?
I would say Colorado.
That is correct. Yep. That's correct, sir. Good job. All right, number two, Paul Cotton. For Paul Cotton, whose 2016 album, My Gospel, I've Still Got Down, is one of the best releases of the 2010s. Paul, it is the teaching or revelation of Christ, the record of Jesus' life, and consists of the first four books of the New Testament.
What? You're killing me here.
Hold on, no, this is really easy. Don't overthink this one, okay?
Wait, you want to know the first
books? What are the first four books of the New Testament called? For Paul Cotton, whose 2016 album, My Gospel.
Dadgummit, let me think. New Testament.
The
Matthew,
first.
Mark, Luke, John.
For Paul Cotton, whose.
The Gospels?
Yes, the Gospels.
Yes.
You got
two
it, man.
Two
for two.
I never do good at this.
Two for two.
Gospels.
All right, number three, Paul Cotton. What Dallas Cowboy holds the NFL record for most passes to start a career without an interception?
Most passes to start a career without an interception. Dak Prescott.
That is correct. Dak Prescott. Woo. Dude, you're three.
I said Roger Staubach there.
That would not have been a bad guess. Paul, you're 3 out of 3 on five questions. Let's come back and get the last two, okay? Cute dog.
I'm good. Yeah, thank you. This is Farrah.
Hey, Farrah.
Radio Texas.
Radio Texas. Live with Buddy Logan.
Dear Rodeo.
Hey, if you don't have our app yet, download it. Nonstop commercial-free Texas and Red Dirt on your phone, in your pocket. Search Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play and find out what thousands of Texas and Red Dirt music fans are listening to every single day. Paul Cotton attempts to go 5 for 5 on five questions next. But first, new Charlie Crockett.
Life's a casino.
Paul Cotton on with us tonight and his dog, Farrah. We're in the middle of five questions, Paul and Farrah. You can't ask Farrah for help if you need to. That is allowed.
Phone a friend.
Yeah, she's your phone a friend. 3 for 3 on five questions, Paul. Let's finish this out strong so you can go 5 for 5. Number four, over the summer, you, Ward Davis, and Cody Jinks uploaded an epic cover of the Eagles' Take It to the Limit. Paul Cotton, which Eagles album did the song originally appear on?
Oh, gosh. You're killing me, Smalls. I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm thinking... Hotel California.
Sorry, incorrect. Their fourth album, One of These Nights, released in 1975.
Got me there.
All right, number five. Three out of four for Paul Compton on five questions. Number five, Paul, true or false, adults have fewer bones than babies do. Adults have less bones than babies.
True.
That is correct. Lots of bones. The cranium, for example, start out as several fragments at birth, then fuse together.
Then they merge together.
Correct. Into a single bone later in life. Paul,
never
four out of five.
Told you I was a genius.
Four out of five. Not bad. Four out of five. Paul Compton with us. Paul, we got a lot to get to you guys. Stay close. Paul Compton on Radio Texas Live tonight. Paul Compton on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Paul, what did you text Cody Jinks when he found out that Loud and Heavy was certified platinum?
Huh? You going fishing today?
Is that what you said? Is that what you texted him? Or are you just asking me?
Yeah, you going fishing today?
Dude, that's big, man. That's big.
It's crazy. Cody and I, man, we send each other some songs and stuff like that, but like, he hates watching whatever's on Facebook, and I'm not really the biggest Facebook person. And then I'll find out like a week late or something, and we'll be hanging out or something, and be like, holy crap, I didn't even know that. And people like his steel player be like, yeah, Cody, that was like 3 weeks ago. You know,
you did know that Loud and Heavy was certified platinum by the RIAA though.
Oh man, I did not know that.
That's pretty. Maybe you should text him. Now, what will you text Cody Jinks now that you know that?
Oh man, have you been fishing since your song went platinum?
But it's cool, man. It's
platinum again. What is platinum?
A million. It used to be a million sales, but now it has something to do with incorporates streams as well too.
Wow,
big.
Well, that's awesome, man. He just works hard and he loves good songs. And as long as you keep those two things together, you have an equation for success. And he's gotten what he's deserved.
Let's spin it. Certified platinum for Cody Jinks. Loud and Heavy on Radio Texas Live. We got more with Paul Compton next.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip. It's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light. When the moon is tucked away, piston's pumping, minds are racing, it's hard to sleep, man.
Radio Texas Live, we do have a free app, and we made it just for you. So search for it in your App Store or Google Play and get it, Radio Texas Live. Also, podcasts, Buddy Logan's Air Check, all my old interviews, we're getting them up there for you. Cody Johnson, John Bauman, Randy Rogers, Wade Bowen. So many great interviews on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts at. Cool stuff. Paul Compton, my guest tonight. Coming up, we're going to debut a brand new song from Paul. Stay close. Right now, Turnpike.
Well, I'm on a...
Paul Compton with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Paul, you guys, you, Cody, Ward Davis, Sonny Sweeney, you guys do have something special going on. And I would even liken it to the outlaw movement in the 70s. You guys have got this huge underground following and everybody loves all of you. You're looked at and viewed as a team almost.
Yeah. You know, we've all worked together to help each other. You know, we're always critical of each other and we take each other's advice to heart. And, you know, to cut all that out and know that you have faith in this, you know, your core friends. It's really just like having a good stable rock there for you.
It's talking about the outlaw movement of the 70s. Who are you? Waylon, Willie, Merle, or Chris?
Oh man.
Which one?
Probably Johnny Cash.
I left him out on purpose. I would say Chris though, because you got those acting chops. I've seen Compton's Coffins.
Man, there's a lot of, it's been fun. I was talking with my lady today about that. You know, when I start getting closer to my 40s here in a long time, I want to act a lot more. And I've been talking with Cameron Dudd. He's a good friend of mine. He's from Midland.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been working out some stuff, doing some songs for some of his stuff that he's working with his buddies from LA. And
so we could be the Chris of the group eventually. We could find you in movies soon enough.
With a way better bod.
That dude is in tremendous shape at like 80 now.
Holy
he is
moly,
ridiculous.
Man, I played with him at Bass Hall. I had the pleasure to drink some beers with him in the green room. He drank six Silver Bullet Coors Lights right there like he was 20 years old.
Oh, man.
I drank beer to beer with him. I was like, hey, if he keeps going, I'm going.
You can't
so
stop.
We both got a good buzz on before we went on stage. And I was like, damn, this guy's 82. He's got bigger arms than me. I'd still not want to fight him. You know?
Paul Cotton on with us. We got more coming up. It's Radio Texas Live. Paul Cotton on the show tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Paul, Rolling Stone described you as a triple-barreled blast of Texas country soul and holy roller rockabilly. That's quite a compliment.
All lies.
It's all lies?
I'm a cookie cutter, straight down the middle. Just, you know, I like to bake.
Right?
No. I mean, what a compliment. I mean, that's a tongue twister. Triple-barreled, blasted.
Texas country soul. Holy roller rockabilly. That's awesome. That's awesome. Are you going to bring some of that Holy Roller rockabilly to Sonny Sweeney's new album?
Dude, she brought all of it, man. All I had to do was press play and record at the same time. Got to push them at the same
time. Two buttons.
No, she brought some amazing tunes to the table.
She's amazing. How did you guys get connected? How did that happen?
Well, we're on a big text thread. And she's the only gal on this thread. It's like me, Whitey Morgan, Ward Davis, Tennessee Jet, Josh Morningstar, Cody Jinks, and Sonny Sweeney. And we give each other hell. And we, like, the way that she can just spit fire on that thing, I was like, this gal is something else. Like,
yes.
She's one of the boys.
Yes.
Hilarious. So it started just friendship like that and playing music and playing gigs.
And, of course, you guys got the East Texas connection as well.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't hurt when you're from behind this here pine curtain. They were serious. When I say we laughed, we cried, we screamed, it's all three. And when that happens, you always tend to sit on some magic. So
I'm excited to hear it. Paul Cotton producing Sonny Sweeney's new album, which is supposed to be out sometime next year. I asked, she was on the show here recently and asked her if there's anything that she wanted to say to you. And here's what she had to say.
Tell him to keep it between the lines.
Okay. Well, she needs to keep it between the lines too.
Paul Cotton on with us. We got more coming up at Radio Texas Live.
I'm gonna line my eyes. I'm gonna paint them black.
Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan. We're streaming 24/7 through your smart speaker. Enable the Radio Texas Live skill. Say, Alexa, play Radio Texas Live. Boom, there we are. We also got an app free for you. Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play. Paul Cotton, my guest tonight. Coming up, he is going to sing us a brand new song. Never heard before till about 7 minutes from now. First, check it out. The latest from John Wolfe, Heart to Steal Tonight.
3 to 5 o'clock.
Paul Cotton on with us. It's Radio Texas Live. A brief water break for Paul. Paul, yeah. Thank you so much for hanging out. Crazy Room 41 is now a year old. It has a lot of great music on it. In fact, coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to play a song off Room 41 that I've been too scared to play on the radio so far. That's on the way. That's coming up. But first, we're going to do, you're going to sing a brand new song for us exclusively for Radio Texas Live. It hasn't been heard before anywhere.
Man, I wrote this song with my buddy Bo Bedford and Aaron Rattier, and this was called Caught Me at a Good Time.
Is it brand new? Is it something you've written since the lockdown and quarantine and COVID?
Oh, it was a little bit pre-COVID, but we've been sitting on it, and I finally really wrapped my head around it, and this is definitely probably going to be one that we put out on the next record, but I haven't leaked this to anybody yet, so we might as well just share it to everybody.
Nice. Let's do it. Check it out. Brand new from Paul Cotton. It's Caught Me at a Good Time live on Radio Texas Live.
Caught me at a good time, honey, I'm a gold mine. Got a pocket full of 20s, no way in hell we gonna go to sleep.
Got me in a good mood.
Big show tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Paul Compton on with us. Paul, while you might not be getting the radio support from everybody that you deserve, we do play your music at Radio Texas Live. Your songs are obviously popular with folks. You recently just hit 1 million streams with Holy Ghost Fire, which is an amazing song. I'll Be the One hit 2 million, which is off my gospel. And a song I've been wanting to play on the radio for a year now, Cocaine Country Dancing, recently went 3 million, surpassed 3 million streams on Spotify.
Yeah, man. We're stream after stream, and people are jamming it on the lakes this summer, and that's kind of what we were going for. So hopefully it'll turn into 5 million, 10 million, 100 million, billion, gazillion, you know, by the time of there, when I'm 60 years old, you know, and everybody's listening to Cocaine Country Dancing, and I sing it, and I'm crapping in my Pampers, just like freaking getting rolled out there on a dolly. I imagine it.
You still be singing it?
They take me off, and then they like squeeze me so I can hit the notes, you know. I've got people actually hired to just squeeze me.
Play you like an accordion.
Play me like an accordion.
It's a great song. It's a great music video. If you guys haven't seen Cocaine Country Dancing, we got it up at RadioTexasLive.com. Where did you get your dance moves? Because you got some pretty impressive ones in the video.
James Brown and Dwight Yoakam.
Did you practice those, or is that just natural?
Yeah, practice them in the nude in front of the mirror every morning.
Impressive. That's good. That's nice to hear.
Good image. Yes. Mental image. Yep, that's how it goes. That and my yoga every morning. I just freaking let the music take me, you know, and sometimes I'll look at myself in a YouTube video that somebody uploaded after a show, be like, damn, son, getting down. And then I'm like, oh, Lord, dude, you need to stop.
Well, let's do it. It's never been played on Radio Texas Live before, not because I didn't think long and hard about it. With Paul here tonight, we have no other choice than to spin it. It's Cocaine Country Dancing off of his latest album, Room 41. Paul, anything else you want to say about this song before we debut it on Radio Texas Live?
Everybody here in the airwaves, y'all have a good day, and really, really turn this song up. Turn the volume up right now.
Paul Compton, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Roll up to the club in my 1964 Caddy straight ready to stomp. At 12:45, just looking for fun. I said a twist for me, baby, hit a rip for me, baby. Take another shot, get lit for me, baby, ooh-ee. It's 1:45.